Crazy news day.
Oh, I just noticed my background. Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. That was Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz with Kristi Noem's former dog, Cricket, as his background. And he joins the show in just 1 second to talk about his theories regarding Kristi Noem, Kristi Noem's husband, Kristi Noem's dog, Cricket. And then if you watch until the end, we talk about the new investigations being launched into Kristi Noem that could spell the end of her career in public life. Make sure you drop a like below and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for more premium debate content and political content.
You know, before we talk about Kristi and the investigations, we can talk about, you know, she's like the least empathetic person in the country. And obviously some news came out today about her family. And what it confirms, I think, to me, is that this is why she killed Cricket. He knew the whole time what her husband was up to. And because Cricket knew and saw too much, she shot him in the face. And so, look, at the end of the day, this is perfect, a perfect ending. Let's call this the ending of the Kristi Noem story, because I don't think America wants to hear from her again, based on what she's done to American families, what she's done to the Department of Homeland Security. And quite frankly, if I were the president, the president's administration, the damage that she did to his administration, you know, taking his core signature issue from 60% approval rating to 30% approval rating. Kristi Noem did that for the president. You know, as far as the investigations are concerned, Adam, as you know, you have the shooting of two U.S. citizens, Americans, in the streets of this country by masked men. You'll have the investigation into the $200+ million commercial that she ran. Remember, more expensive than the Barbie movie, more expensive than Jurassic Park, more expensive than the Lord of the Ring movies singularly, more expensive than the Harry Potter movie individually. You know, in fact, more expensive than every movie that, except one, that won an Oscar this year, you know, which shows you Kristi wasn't nominated because of the liberal bias. And so you'll have investigations into the pay to play. What I think we're going to find is you're going to find billions of dollars of contracts were awarded in a pay to play scheme by Corey Lewandowski. He would not let money move out of that department, whether it was grant money, whether it was paying vendors, whether it was awarding contracts, unless he was getting a kickback. I think we're going to wind up finding out.
Interesting. So your theory, first of all, is that Cricket walked in on Brian Noem in the act, and Cricket saw too much, and that's why Cricket had to meet this unfortunate, tragic ending.
Well, look, for those of us who are dog lovers, the dogs know all our secrets. Yep. Okay, they're sitting in the corner being all quiet, but they're watching, they're listening. And yeah, no, Cricket knew. Kristi Noem said today that the family was blindsided. Cricket wasn't blindsided. Cricket knew. Cricket was blindsided when she took Cricket out to the rock pit and shot him in the face. That's when Cricket was blindsided.
There is something to be said about your point that Kristi Noem is the least empathetic person around, because, you know, Republicans will constantly bully and demean people that they deem a little bit weird. And us liberals on the Democratic side, we're like, listen, as long as you're happy and you're not hurting anybody else, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I mean, we live in a free society. And now that this unempathetic human being's husband has been exposed, she's kind of face to face with the very type of hatred she has been spreading for a while. What do you make of that?
Well, look, they have kids. So, I feel for the kids, but you know, I don't feel for Kristi. I don't feel for her husband. You know, they're the ones who stepped into this role, and they should get what's coming to them. They deserve it. She's earned it for sure. This was someone else's family. Obviously, I think America would be more empathetic. So I'm empathetic to the kids. You know, it sucks that they gotta go through this. But, you know, their mom brought this on the family, unfortunately. So, yeah, I have no sympathy for her. I can promise you no one at FEMA has sympathy for her. No one at DHS has sympathy for her. The Peretti family doesn't have sympathy for her. You know, all the people that they've arrested unjustly, okay, wrongly, don't have any sympathy for her. You know, and the hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. By the way, in that $200 million commercial, we talk about the $20,000 for horses. Do you know she spent $3,500 at a magic store?
A magic store for what props? Is that like for what?
I don't know. Maybe some of the costumes her husband is wearing.
Is it the wand Lindsey Graham was holding at Disneyland yesterday? That's maybe what she bought.
the bibbidi bobbidi boo one? You don't have one of those?
Yeah. No, I don't. But the level of corruption is staggering, coming from obviously the entire Trump administration. But Kristi Noem herself was cutting these contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars while they tell us we don't have the money for healthcare. They tell us we don't have the money to invest in these ACA subsidies. But then
they're friends, Adam, they were it wasn't just that they were wasting money. The corruption is that they were awarding it to companies that were 11 days old, that had no headquarters, that were friends of hers. Okay, that they were awarding this work to that they weren't qualified for, which is why they didn't do a real procurement. I did procurement in the private sector, and then I as a director of emergency management for Florida, we awarded billions of dollars worth of work during COVID and Hurricane Michael. And so this was not a procurement that went out with a set of qualifications and experience where you would get judged on your proposal by an evaluation committee. No. This was a no-bid solicitation that was awarded. And I think what we're going to find is that this is the tip of the iceberg. I think what we're going to find as we look into it, both Democrats and Republicans, this is happening on a bipartisan basis in the Senate, and it's happening on a bipartisan basis in the House. The ranking member and the chairman, Andrew Garbarino, the chairman, Republican chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, is also looking into these corruption charges. But what I think what we're going to find in Homeland is that everything went through Corey. Everything. That $100,000 rule that we came up with, anything under $100,000 had to come to the secretary. It didn't go to the secretary. It went to Corey. He wanted to see where the money was going, because if you don't know where the money's going, you don't know who to shake down. You don't know what vendors are owed money. You don't know what contracts are being awarded. We're going to find out that he stacked the procurement teams with his people, and they were giving him information from the procurement, and he was telling them who it needed to go to. And then these people were getting calls. We're going to find out Republican lobbyists, even Republican companies, were being shaken down. The White House, I think, was alerted to this, became dramatically concerned. And ultimately, I think this and Kristi Noem's testimony in both the Senate and the House is what led to her demise.
Wow. So if I'm understanding this correctly, you're supposed to have a competitive bid where you have multiple companies compete to provide the best services possible. They're like, hey, we want to provide you good services because this is very serious stuff. And Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski said, we're not going to do a competitive bid. We're going to do no bid. We're just going to choose the companies so that we can funnel government money into it and they can get rich. Is that the process that happened, it seems like?
That's exactly what happened. And listen, you can do what's called an emergency procurement if there's an emergency. So government does it all the time. I did this in being an emergency management director. If there's an emergency, you can skip that process and you can what's called sole source. But there was no emergency to cut a commercial. Okay. They just decided not to go through the procurement. Usually you would write a solicitation. The solicitation would have minimum requirements. This solicitation is the invitation to bid that lists what you're looking for, sources sought. What am I looking for some private entity to provide a service to the government? And you would write it out and it would have minimum qualifications. One of those qualifications would be how many years you've been in the industry. You know, most qualifications would say you'd have to be in the industry at least 5 years or at least 10 years in the industry. Your team has to have X amount of experience. You've had to done at least X amount of work to get this contract. None of that existed here. And that's how they were able to give this contract to a company that existed for 11 days with no website to their friends.
The scary part is, who knew how much Cricket really knew about it? Cricket could have known about all of this corruption. And, you know, just from a young dude's perspective, the way that I've grown up over the past decade is by modeling the behavior of other people that I deem that I can look up to, right? And when I see the Trump administration, I see the people around him modeling the behavior of the guy at the top. So when Trump is so recklessly corrupt, when he's making billions of dollars off of cryptocurrency, maybe that sends the message to people like Kristi Noem that it's fair game. To Corey Lewandowski, that you can just be as corrupt as you want because look at the guy at the very top is doing it. You're modeling it from him. Do you think it's a top-down corruption thing? It's like trickle-down corruption that's happening here, basically?
I love the trickle-down corruption. But listen, anyone who's been following Donald knows that that's not how the rules work. Yeah. The rules don't apply to Donald and his family, but he doesn't let you live by those same rules. Okay. And so, yeah, sure. Other people could see this, right? The Qatari plane, the crypto stuff, and think, well, I'm going to do it too. But that's not how it works in this universe. You don't get to live by those rules, especially not without permission. Kristi Noem said that Donald gave her permission to do this commercial, right? As we found out from Senator Kennedy, that was definitely not the case, which rubbed the president the wrong way. And so, yeah, look, this there's going when the Democrats take the House in November when we win, and Hakeem Jeffries gets the gavel in January. There will be a number of corruption probes that get opened, you know, Epstein, but a lot of the corruption probes are going to focus on DHS. I think we're going to find that DHS, for all of the, you know, macho ICE DHS bullshit that they were doing, I think we're going to find that this was literally the center of corruption for the last, you know, call it, it'll be at that point 2 years of the Trump administration. And I think Republicans themselves, you know, as Mark Wayne Mullen is coming in there and as the White House is getting their hands around the situation, I think they're finding stuff that they weren't even aware of. These planes, what they were purchased for. That's what we know about, Adam. I'm telling you, there's stuff, from what I'm hearing, there's stuff that nobody even knew about of the stuff that Corey was conducting over there. And when we have the subpoena power, and we can get bank records, and we can put people on the, and we can get people under oath, you know, staffers that were forced to do stuff, lobbyists that got the call, companies that were shaken down. You already saw the Geo Group come out, right? A public company, pretty public, come out and say that, you know, they were shaken down by Corey, which is pretty staggering.
I'm interested to see where the investigations go. To build on your point, a Bush-appointed judge named Judge Schiltz came out and said that ICE violated more court orders in January than any agency in the history of America. So the DHS is riddled with corruption, and we need to investigate it. Thank you for all of the work you're doing every single day, Representative, and thank you for the time. We all appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.